This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go out to the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's get to Emmanuel Acho. How you doing, Emmanuel? What's going on? What are you up to these days?
Yo, my guy, it has been too long.
Yes,
it has been too long. Your boy has been creating. I got a new nightly show called Speak Easy. Myself, LaShawn McCoy, we come on after every primetime game, playoff games included, youtube.com/@speakeasy, 8:15 p.m. Pacific, every night, really Sunday to Thursday or after primetime games, but that's neither here nor there. But the show's been lit. It's been live. Let's get to it, fellas.
All right. Let's go. Initial thoughts. 49ers at Eagles, 1:30 on Sunday. What are some of your thoughts to start off the conversation?
First thought, Eagles made a huge mistake not playing their starters for long enough in Week 18 to win that game. If you don't have to play the 49ers, don't play the freaking 49ers. If you can play the Packers, you play the Green Bay Packers. So overarching, non-biased, non-49ers-centric thoughts, just NFL macro thoughts, Eagles, Sirianni, what are you doing? If you want to play Devontae Smith so he can hit 1,000 yards in that game, then you should be willing to play all your players to avoid the 49ers. Now, let's zoom into the game itself. I actually think it's a really good matchup for both teams. The Eagles have struggled running the ball. The Niners have struggled stopping the run. So it's kind of fair out there. I think the Niners are going to be about as pissed off as possible given their Week 18 performance. A lot of stuff with the Niners is injury-based, bro. You got third and fourth linebackers. I saw a white linebacker I've never seen before on tape last week, number 49. Never seen him. I've never seen him in my life, Matt. Never seen him. So I think a lot of stuff is injury-based for the 49ers. It's not even like gap. It's gap integrity-based, but it's injury-based.
Acho, man, excuse my voice, man. Excited to have you on, and you're killing it. Speak easy. But my partner and I want to radio wrestle him because I'm getting – my words are misconstrued. I'm giving the Niners action this Sunday. But I feel like this season in totality, with all the injuries, the fact that they were in a game last Saturday with the number one seed against the Seahawks, and they got handled – Ocho, if somehow the Eagles beat them, and I kind of expect it, I'm not coming in here Monday saying the Niners season was a failure. Do I sound like I'm handing out Capri Suns and Skittles with that to you?
Hell no. I actually think that's an accurate take. If we're being honest, all things considered, the Niners overachieved this year by leaps and bounds. Everybody thought it was a rebuild, bro. Don't let the success of Kyle Shanahan allow us to move our expectations so high that now we view things as disappointments. You feel me? Ooh. If your 6-month-old is walking, but a 1-year-old, he's not sprinting, all of a sudden we're pissed that he's not sprinting. No, he overachieved at 6 months. Don't move the goalpost now. He wasn't supposed to be walking until he was one. So the Niners weren't supposed to be this good this year, and we know that for several reasons. Now, after Brock got hurt and Bosa got hurt early, they sure as hell weren't supposed to be this good this year. Then when Fred got hurt, we know they weren't supposed to be this good this year. So either way, I view this as a successful season for the Niners. I'm an all-pro voter. I'm a coach of the year and MVP award voter. I voted Kyle Shanahan for my coach of the year. I did. I'm not going to apologize for it. I think this was the most impressive season Kyle Shanahan has ever had.
Emmanuel Acho joining us on 95.7 The Game, creator of Speakeasy with LaShawn McCoy. And I guess here's Mike. First of all, my partner has never accurately described how I feel accurately. This is what I'm saying. It absolutely has been a successful season for the Niners. But if they go into Philly and they kind of look like they looked against Seattle, like, don't tell me they're a good team. They had a successful season. They might have overachieved, but like, you can't tell me they're an elite or top 10 team with this year. I'm not talking about next year when Bosa and Warner come back. That's all I'm saying.
So I would agree that they're not elite. I would agree with that. But we got a wrap, fellas. Who the hell is elite this year? Tell me. Eagles aren't elite. Hell no. The Packers aren't elite. Bears sure as hell aren't elite. Who's elite?
And that's kind of my point. So if you can't break through with no elite teams, then like, where does that really leave you?
I think the Niners are a good team this year that have a great player and an elite coach in Shanahan. The question becomes, fellas, how far can Shanahan take you? How far can Saleh take you? Eventually, linebackers got to get off blocks and make tackles. Saleh can't do that for you. Eventually, Bryce Huff has to win. Saleh can't do that for you. Eventually, Renardo Green has to step up, see a wide receiver crack blocking Mustafa when he comes downhill at safety, and Green has to show up and be willing to make that tackle. Saleh can't do that for him. Now, what Saleh can do is put number 27, my dog Jair, put him in positions to not have to butt shed a block from a tight end and Zach Charbonnet doesn't skate off for a 37-yard touchdown. Like, Saleh can do that, but eventually players have to make plays. What I love about the NFL and what I love about the show I do, LeSean McCoy is probably a future Hall of Famer. I was a special teams player, backup linebacker. Players make plays. You're only going to win so many games with a whole bunch of Emmanuel Achos, respectfully. Eventually, you need some Fred Warners. Eventually, you need some Dre Greenlaws. Eventually, you need some Hufungas. Eventually, you need some Charvarius Wards. Shout out to the smart, hardworking Emmanuel Achos of the world. But eventually, you need some freakazoids. And though Bethune is a hard worker, he's not a freakazoid. D Winters is a hard worker. He's not a freakazoid. Good player, but not a freakazoid. And eventually, you need a couple freakazoids. And the Niners' freakazoids are on IR and in the training room. So eventually, like, I just don't know how far can McCaffrey take you. He's a freakazoid. Trent Williams, freakazoid. Crazy enough, I think Pearsall has the ability to have freakazoid moments, but he always hurt. You need freakazoids, fellas. You need them.
Now, you played the game, and I always hear the NFL is a copycat league. As excited as we were about the showdown with Seattle, the Niner offense, Acho, had been on a bender. I mean, prolific. I didn't expect that. Can Philly duplicate that? Like, what's your gut telling you offensively? And I'm being proactive. Let's say Pearsall's out there and Trent play. How concerned is Kyle? Because that, I mean, McDonald won that matchup.
Philly can't do exactly what McDonald. Well, you know what, bro? Honestly, it was more about the Niners than it was about the Seahawks. Shout out to the Seahawks. But if Trent is out there and if Pearsall's out there, bro, it's a different game. You realize Pearsall had 5 for 85 a week before last. Like, Pearsall is good for 50 yards a game. If on average you have 300 yards a game, 350 yards a game, bro, it's 15% of your offense. Like, that's a 15% offensive improvement, and I'm going on the low side. Pearsall is good for 50 to 100 yards a game. So if you miss Pearsall, you just got about 15% worse.
Let me ask you this. So, like, if let's, in your mind, there's, you don't allow for the scenario that Pearsall plays against Seattle, but they're still so good that he's not much of a factor. You know what I mean? Because they were really good. Like,
man, here's my thing, bro. Mm-hmm. Players got to make plays. So, like, Seattle is great. Make no mistake about it. But Pearsall, I believe, has the ability to win over Emanwori, Seattle slot back. Like, I'm not sure that a 31-year-old Kendrick Bourne's my dog, but, like, does he have the same gas that a 22, 23-year-old Pearsall has? You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, does the fourth string receiver?
Marcus Robinson? DeMarcus Robinson?
DeMarcus Robinson, exactly. He just ain't got the same gas that Pearsall has. Those dudes are 30 and 31. Like, they're vets. Pearsall can take a slant route 35-50. I've seen him do it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Everything's about matchup. So now all of a sudden, Juwan Jennings becomes your number one. Bro, and I like Juwan Jennings' game based on what he did in the playoffs 2 years ago. Juwan Jennings was getting strapped 2 weeks ago by Jalen Johnson. Strapped. And then last week, Juwan Jennings liked his game. But he's not as quick twitch as Pearsall is. So it just matters, bro. Like, if you go out there without Pearsall against the Eagles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Juwan Jennings is going to get strapped by Quinyon Mitchell. Quinyon's elite. He's just going to get strapped. Whereas I think Pearsall could win on occasion versus Cooper DeJean.
Gotcha.
He ain't
going to
win every time, but can he win twice? Can he win twice? That matters.
We were having some fun with the quarterback and the head coach combo. Acho, if I asked you and put you on the spot, would you take Sirianni and Hurts, who have both won a Super Bowl, or Kyle and Purdy, who's Acho going with?
Man, I'm taking that's a good question.
One honestly, a Super Bowl, bro. Acho. Shouldn't that win out?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing. Because they won a Super Bowl, I will give reverence to that Super Bowl. Shout out to Sirianni. And more than anything, shout out to Hurts. In the biggest games, Hurts shows up. But to me, context matters. Context matters. Kyle Shanahan, I believe, is the second greatest coach of the last 15 years to Andy Reid. Active coach. Bill Belichick is amazing. I believe it is Andy Reid. I believe it is Kyle Shanahan. And then I believe it is Sean McVay. Kyle Shanahan has only ever had almost afterthought quarterbacks as his starters. Sean McVay has only ever coached number one overall picks. Number one overall picks. So with that being said, I think Kyle Shanahan's a GOAT.
Emmanuel Acho joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's the creator of Speakeasy with LeSean McCoy, and he's been generous enough to give us his time. What happened with the Eagles' running game this year, Emmanuel? I almost feel like after last year, do you think a team would maybe protect Barkley a little bit during the regular season, and might we see a different running football team in Philadelphia?
A different one this weekend?
Yes. What do you think they are?
You are who the hell you are, bro.
All right.
You are who you are. The playoffs don't change you. They just make you more of what you are. The playoffs are like money. Money don't change nobody, bro. Money just puts a microscope on you. You become more of who you are. Mm. The Eagles' running issues are this. Their center has been hurt, Cam Jurgens. He's been playing through the injury, but he hasn't played well. Left guard, he's been hurt. He's been playing through the injury, but he hasn't played well. They miss Mekhi Becton desperately. He went off to the Chargers. Lane Johnson's been hurt. And then Kevin Petullo's running schemes are about as basic as a high school offense that you'll find outside of the Bay Area. So it's a combination of their offensive line has been injured, and the running schemes are just basic. They're basic. Like, I could go out there right now and call all the Eagles running plays. So the Eagles aren't going to change. The Niners are not going to see some, like, dynamic freaking Eagles running offense. No. But the Niners are what you call light in the ass on the defensive front. Those dudes get moved around, bruh. They get moved around like it's nothing. Like, it's crazy how much the Niners' defensive line gets moved around.
Wow, Acho, I can't have you make an appearance on Steiny and Guru and let you leave without asking you, who do you have coming out the NFC? And if it's not the Niners, why is it not the Niners?
It's not the Niners because the Niners do not have the talent. They have the heart. They have the desire. They have the coaching staff. But they just don't have the talent from a very sober-minded perspective. Eventually, players make plays. It's not about the X's and O's. It's about the Jims and the Joes. And they don't have enough Jims and Joes as it stands right now. Who do I have coming out in order to beat the champ? In order to be the champ, you got to beat the champ. I'm going to say the Philadelphia Eagles. because I think the second best team would be the Rams. But in order to beat them, you got to beat them. And I got to see the Rams do it.
Gotcha. Hey, Emmanuel, as always, you're so generous with your time. Great stuff. Appreciate you, and good luck with Speakeasy with LeSean McCoy.
My dogs, hey, it's always a pleasure. Thank y'all for having me. Bang, bang.
Yes, sir. Emmanuel Acho.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.